This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Republican governor of Texas is threatening to have dozens of Democratic state lawmakers arrested after they fled to Washington to prevent a vote in the state house on a bill they say restricts voting rights. Here's Governor Greg Abbott.
As soon as they come back in the state of Texas, they will be arrested. They will be cabined inside the Texas Capitol until they get their job done.
He talked to KVUE-TV. The Democrats say they're protecting democracy. State lawmaker Chris Turner.
It breaks our heart that we have to do it. But we do it because we are in a fight to save our democracy.
He talked to WJLA-TV. The Democrats and civil rights advocates are pressing President Biden to fight efforts to limit voting. He'll lay out what the White House calls the moral case for voting rights in a speech today in Philadelphia. Medicare is deciding if it'll cover the high cost of a controversial new Alzheimer's drug. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The new drug, Aduhelm, is costly, $56,000 a year, and there are questions still surrounding who it will help after the FDA had to scale back its recommended use. Right now, Medicare is making case-by-case decisions on whether to cover the drug. It may have a blanket answer sometime next year. Meanwhile, Congress is intensifying its scrutiny of the drug's approval.
Regulators are adding a new warning to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine about links to a rare and potentially dangerous neurological reaction. The announcement says it's not entirely clear the shot caused the problem. The government says there have been reports of 100 people who got the shot developing an immune system disorder that can cause muscle weakness and occasionally paralysis. Wildfires are burning across 10 states in the West. The massive fire in Oregon is threatening California's power supply. This is AP News. And now the winner of the Home Run Derby.
Pete Alonso combined his power with warm temps and Colorado's thin air to win the 2021 Home Run Derby. With the victory, the New York Mets first baseman successfully defended the Derby title he won in 2019.
I'm a power hitter, and for me, I think I'm the best power hitter on the planet. And being able to showcase that and really put on a fun display for fans, I just think that it's truly a dream come true for me.
Alonso ripped a Derby record 35 homers to beat Salvador Perez in the first round, then eliminated Juan Soto before winning the final against Baltimore Orioles first baseman Trey Mancini, whose presence was its own miracle. He missed the 2020 season battling stage 3 colon cancer. Bruce Morton, Denver.
The AAA says gasoline demand rocketed to a record high last week, partially due to the July 4th holiday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover, and to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.